Welcome back. Here we are on the Paul Revere Show. I'm delighted to introduce Judge Lori Kornblum, District 2 Court of Appeals Judge. Good evening. How are you?
I'm great. How are you, Mark?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks.
How about if you just share with our audience a little bit about who you are?
Well, great. Thanks. I would love to do that. So as you just said, I'm a judge on the Court of Appeals in District 2. I was appointed by Governor Evers, and I am running for a full term on April 5th. There is a clear choice in this race, and I am the only candidate who has spent my life prosecuting people and protecting people and keeping communities safe. I was a prosecutor for more than 20 years in Milwaukee County, where I brought sex offenders and child abusers to justice. My job was to protect victims and children, and that's what I did. I worked with law enforcement, victim advocates, and experts in childhood trauma. We did important and meaningful work. I continued that work in private practice. I advocated for people with disabilities, seniors, and foster children. My work helped remove people from unsafe homes, protect them from abuse, and make sure they were safe. And I've also been a teacher. I have taught at Marquette University Law School, at Northeastern University Law School, and in the award-winning paralegal program at MATC. I come from a large family that supported me and stood by me all my life, and I've had great mentors. I started with clerking for Justice Shirley Abrahamson. My husband of 37 years and I live in Ozaukee County. We are true natives of the District 2. My husband was born and raised in Waukesha County. He's a psychiatrist whose mission is to serve people in underserved communities. We have three grown children. Our oldest son has autism and is completely nonverbal. Our family has spent his lifetime advocating for him and with him to help him live his best life possible. He is a proud community volunteer. We have a daughter who's a doctor. She's a resident in Tampa treating COVID in the ICU. And our son has chosen to serve as an underserved community as a high school English teacher in Queens, New York. And we are proud of all of our children. So that's a little bit about who I am. I look forward to your questions.
Yeah, well, thank you so much for sharing. So here we are, 2022. Why are you running now?
I'm running because I think that Wisconsin needs fair judges. When I ask people what they think is most important in a judge, their answers are totally consistent. They tell me that fairness, honesty, supporting the laws and the Constitution, and not having a preconceived idea about the outcome of a case are what matter most to them. And that's the kind of judge I am. I'm already reading cases and deciding cases. My job is to uphold the laws and the Constitution, to do so fairly and impartially, and not come to preconceived ideas about a case. People of Wisconsin have grown weary of looking at courts and thinking that they don't have a fair shake because the judges on the court already have an idea of how they're going to rule. And that's not who I am.
So what gives you that perception that there's sort of a skepticism amongst the electorate?
Well, when I talk to people, that's one of the things they say. When I say I don't have preconceived ideas about cases, they say that's good because we're concerned about that. We're concerned about what we read in the media. We're concerned about people taking cases directly to the Supreme Court so that they can get a favorable ruling instead of going through the regular court processes and starting with the trial courts and the Court of Appeals, like most cases are. So people read about this and they're concerned.
So I have to ask you this, right? I have this show, it's called the Paul Revere Show, because I'm really, really concerned about attacks on our democracy. And I'm really concerned about democracy and the state of democracy right here at home and in the District 2. So if I was going to ask you this question, what do you see as the most immediate threat to our democracy and rule of law? What would your answer be? Do you see one, or am I just off base?
No, I think you're correct. I think that politicized courts are the biggest threat to democracy. We depend on courts to adjust for fairness in the system. We depend on courts as a check on people who are doing other things that may not be according to the law. And as I just said, many people see the majority on the Wisconsin Supreme Court as approaching cases with an outcome in mind. And we've seen this in the areas of voting rights. We have seen this in the area of elections. We see this in a lot of different areas where people perceive the court as totally politicized. So we need judges who share our values and who will uphold and approach the job with honesty and integrity, who will uphold the Constitution and the rule of law. And we believe need judges who believe in equal justice for everybody, regardless of political persuasion, regardless whether they are rich or poor, regardless of color, skin or creed. And it sounds pretty corny, but that's what we need. And you know, Mark, I'm really ready for a tough race. I expect people to attack me. And in fact, my opponent is already attacking me. I know that politics can be mean, but my opponent is supported by the very same people who are peddling Trump's big lie. They are people who want to see the courts politicized. They want their person on the bench so that they can get the kind of judicial rulings that they desire. She and her allies are already attacking me. So I am hoping that voters of this district, and I believe that voters of this district will be able to see through that and they will be able to elect me.
You know, it is really something how judicial races have really changed. You know, I've been in Wisconsin, moved here in 84 to go to law school and been a lawyer here since, even though my parents were both from here. My wife was born in Wisconsin. But this notion that judicial races are becoming so politicized, you know, I think you've really seen that over the last decade or so. But if you're going to put it out there, you know, to the public that's listening, who would you identify as that jurist that folks may recognize that is fair, that is above the political fray, and will decide the case on the merits based on the Constitution? Who is that person you would hold up?
Well, the person that I hold up in my own life is Justice Shirley Abrahamson. I worked with her very closely when I graduated from law school. That was the epitome of the kind of judge she was. That was the epitome of the kind of judge I will be. And she always said, no case is too tough that you cannot decide it based on the law and the facts. And she was a firm believer in laws and the rule of law. She inculcated those values in me, and that's the kind of judge that I aim to be. I don't really want to comment on particular judges who are on the bench right now, because I think that would be not a great thing to do, and it could get me in judicial trouble.
I'm not asking to call out anybody, but I just, you know, I was, you know, I think people want to know, like, who do you look up to, you know, and why? And I think that's really, really important. So we have about a minute left, Judge. What is it that you would like to say to the public? And what is, you know, in 30 seconds, why vote for Judge Kornblum?
I think people should vote for me because they want fairness. They want a return to fairness. They want somebody who is strong on the bench. I was experienced as a trial lawyer. They want somebody who cares about Wisconsin's family and children, but is most of all fair.
Judge, thank you so, so much for being here. I really, really appreciate it. Good luck.
Thank you very much for having me, Mark.
You bet. Good night.
Good night.